The fight continued. Ben realized that Silgall was right. At every turn, Gisella predicted exactly where Barv would be. Sometimes she seemed to be two steps ahead. Ben had never seen that kind of force anticipation, not even from his father. His skin crawled. He paid no attention now to the reporter's running commentary, only dimly aware of words like, "so young and attractive," and "tragic family," and other bantha poodoo. He was much more interested in the fight. He heard a snarl. Gisella's head whipped around.
"There is another on the scene, a young Bothan Jedi who seems to..."
And suddenly, the cam was flying at Gisella, who whirled. There was a perfect, beautiful shot of her insane face as she lifted the lightsaber. Then the transmission ended. Luke heaved a heavy sigh and ran his hand through his hair. While I confess I'm pleased that Yakiel was able to take out the reporter's holocam, a lot of damage has been done. I'm certain that last image of Gisella is going to be all over the news vids.
"It was good thinking on Jedi Akeel's part, but it did little in the end. It turns out the reporter had a backup cam. Here's what else he was able to record."
The quality of the holovid was greatly reduced in this version, but the words came through loud and clear. There was Chief of State Dalla, as usual looking stunning for someone her age, telling everyone in a calm, reassuring voice that Gisella Horn, like her brother, would be safely imprisoned in Carbonite, that there was something going wrong with the Jedi, and that her government would investigate and explore all possible explanations. Tyr piped up with another leading question, similar to the ones he had posed to the civilians earlier. Ben uttered an oath that his mother would have winced to hear, even though she had probably taught it to him unwittingly, and Luke's lips thinned as insinuations were made that it was the Horn blood that was responsible for the madness.
"Oh, Master Horn's gonna love that," muttered Ben. "I feel really bad for him, having to listen to garbage like that. It's like rubbing salt in a wound."
"I feel bad for whoever he runs into," Luke said. Dalla responded with the finesse of a natural politician, managing to smear the Jedi and the Horns both without actually saying anything that could be pointed to as inflammatory, even going so far as to chide the reporter for putting words into my mouth. Luke sighed as Dalla finished up and returned to her speeder. The reporter went on to try to get quotes from Basil and Yakiel, and finally Silgall herself stepped into the frame.
"The Jedi are obviously very concerned about the current state of events, and have been since the first incident. We are doing everything we can. I apologize, Master Skywalker,"
the live Silgall said, her gravelly voice deep with regret.
"I would have preferred not to speak for the Jedi until we had had the chance to discuss this and present a united front."
"You were on the spot. Don't worry about it," Luke assured her. "When are the Masters gathering?"
"Within the hour. The question is, how much of what the reporter said is correct?"
Ben's auburn brows drew together.
"Dad!"
He started to protest, but Luke held up a hand to forestall his comments.
"These are two Jedi who are closely related," Luke said. "That is something that's going to come up, repeatedly, and we need to have an answer for that. Is it possible that it's a genetic cause? The Horns won't like it, but I bet they'll know we need to check it out."
"What about Seth Helen?"
Ben pointed out.
"He's not a Horn, and he was the first one to have manifested any of these symptoms."
Luke smiled at his son.
"Good point, and correct."
He turned again to the holographic image of the Mon Calamari.
"And you were right, Silgall. It certainly did look as though Gisella could have experienced flow walking. She wasn't concentrating enough to simply be landing good strategic blows."
Silgall inclined her head.
"I would rather it be the latter, frankly."
"Me too."
3 for 3, Ben said.
3 for 3 what?
3 Jedi displaying the same kind of paranoid behavior and abilities they shouldn't have.
Abilities that Jason learned, but they couldn't possibly have learned themselves,"
Silgall said, nodding.
"Exactly."
Ben started counting them off on his fingers, rising his agitated body, weary of being in the confined space, needing to move to assist his thinking.
One, Seth was able to freeze his adversaries and snatch their weapons from them in the middle of a fight. Two, Valen was able to fake a seizure, alter the impressions his brainwaves emitted well enough to fool everyone. And three, Gisella flow-walked. It's circumstantial evidence, but it's the best we've got right now. It's the only common thread I'm able to see.